Okay, we left off in the Gemara. We left off in the Gemara Bedaf Testament Beis. We're in the midst of the sugya of a man being Mekadosh, a woman with Bia. Kesef, Shtar, or Bia are three ways that the Mishnah lists off on Daf Beis. Let's get it down in front of your notebook. That a man can Mekadosh with Kesef, Shtar, or Bia, one of three ways. So the Gemara in Testament Beis is discussing this concept of Bia. We should point out that the Gemara has later on at Daf Yud Beis and Beis that Rav used to be locus someone, Makas Martis, does Mekadosh Bebiya. It's not sneas. It's improper. It's not sneas for a man to Mekadosh Bebiya. But if he did it, certainly it's Kona. So the Gemara has a whole discussion here. It's exactly what the Makor is. So let's pick it up where we left off. The Gemara had suggested that according to Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk is Bula's Baal, that she becomes a. She was a. Mizana with another man, she was a married woman, and the Gemara identified her husband because the husband was the man that had Bia with her before, and therefore he was Koner, and therefore she was Mizana with another man. Ayidei Bula's Baal. So the Gemara was very bothered by that and said, you know what? Why is that? Why was the marker of Rabbeinu HaKadosh disgusting to you? They had to stand on your head and come up with a new marker, and that new marker was Ubala, their nickname is Bia, right? Remember that was the Kasha. So the Gemara began this whole Mahalach, and we'll pick it up with where we left off with, and saying as follows. You got me, Ephraim, the Gemara said, because I'll tell you, I'm not comfortable with that mucker. I'm not comfortable with that mucker of Ubala, which was Rabbeinu HaKadosh's mucker. The reason I'm not comfortable with it, because if you just had that mucker, I would interpret that pasuk literally. In the beginning of the pasuk says, Kesef, Kikach, Kishisha, and then it says Ubala. So I would have a Havim, meaning in order to be Kaddish woman, you would need both Kinyonim. Both what? Both Kesef and Bia. And then the Gemara begins the trek of that on that pathway of having both of those concepts to Mekadosh woman, both Kesef and Bia, which is a phenomenal what? Phenomenal concept. And Lamaisa, what we were in the midst of, and let's begin with that, is that we began with the following. We said that there was a Bam Kasha. The Bam Kasha of Rav Abba Bar Mamma was, there's a whole pasuk in the Chumash, a parsha in the Chumash, Ephraim, of a Nara Marasa that's Mizana gets Skila. Nara Marasa at the age of 12, and she has Kedushin, and then she's Mizana, she gets Skila. Well, if you require both, then you got a big problem. Because if you require the Kedushin to have Kesem and Bia, then she's no longer a Basula, she lost her Basula, and she's a Ba'ula. And if you tell me that she only had what? If you tell me that she only had Kesef and not be, it's a nothing. So therefore, she's not Mekuresis. So the whole portion of the Chumash of an Ara Marasa getting Skila doesn't exist. That was the Bam Kash of a Barbara Bamam, and I say Bam Kash because it's in Maskefla. So the Gemara gave the following terrors, okay? And the Gemara's terrors runs as follows. The Gemara says an ingenious answer that Rabbanan sent in front of Abaye. Let's get it. And the answer was is that the guy, the Yechassin, was lived with her Shaloka Darka. He lived with her Shalokadarka, and since he lived with her Shalokadarka, her Basulim remained intact, and then she was what? And then she was Halacha Lamaisa. First she had Kesef, then she had what? Bia Shalokadarka, and then she was Mizana with another man, and that's an Amarasa Mikhaev Skila. Yes? That's all in that pathway of assuming you need Kesef and Bia for the Kinyan Kedushin. Correct? That's all within that pathway. So, if you stop right there in the line of the Gemara, I want you to get it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus and Pirak Gimel Lachey and the Tur and Siman Lamed Gimel that you can mekadosh a woman with Bia Shaloka Darka. Please get it. Plain and simple. You can mekadosh a woman with Bia Shaloka Darka, and I want you to get this. The Magid Mishnah, and I want to stress this, okay? The Magid Mishnah writes that it's mefurish in our Gemara, okay? The Magid Mishnah writes on that Rambam that it's mefurish beperikamid kedushin. Which Gemara perikamid kedushin? Our Gemara Testament base. But if you look in the Beis Yosef does not what? Does not write the same thing. And the Shara Melech already makes this diuk. I want you to get it down. The Beis Yosef says shekach mashma beperikamid kedushin. Notice different. He doesn't say mefurish beperikamid kedushin like the Magid Mishnah. He says shekach mashma. So the Shara Melech says, you see that I'm right, that there's no riot. But I want you to get it down. The Vilna Gaon is mitzayin in Lamed Gimel Sifkot and Beis. Halacha l'maisin the Shara Melech Beislevi Beisalevi say the Beisalevi is chelik gimel siman zayin that the Gaon meant our Gemara that if he's bolish l'kadarka he's koner. Okay, so we got that. The Gemara says very clearly. Comes along the Shara Melech and he says I really disagree with you. Okay, and I want you to get this. What does the Shara Melech say? The Shara Melech writes the following, Ephraim. The Shara Melech said this is not a riot, because we're within the pathway of requiring Kesef and Bia. So Kesef is the beginning of the Kenyan, the Bia is the Gemar. So you don't need such a strong Bia. Shvacha Bia should be just as well. So a Bia Shalok and Arka would be good. Only when you require Kesef before. But Ladina, how do we paskin? Ladina, how do we paskin? We paskin, all you need is what? All you need is Bia. You don't need Kesef before Bia. Right, so all you need is Bia. So Lamaisa could very well be that Bia Shalok and Arka is too Shvach to be a good enough Bia to be Kono woman. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how the Shara Melech, and that's why he writes that the Beis Yosef Shishikach Mashma. The Magen Mishnah said it was Befurish, okay? So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, it comes out very beautifully that you have no riot. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, that's the Bia Shalok Adarka works only for Mekadosh Bekesef. So it's like Yavama. Does Yavama Bia Shalok Adarka work? Yes or no? What do we say? By Yibim, does Bia Shalok Adarka work? Yes. Because why? It's a Gemar. You're already locked in. So you can't say it's Kukav Omedis, because you had Kesef beforehand. So that's all well and good, Lafi the Havamina Mayor, that you require Kesef Bia. But Lafi the Maskanis Advarim, all you need is Bia alone. You can't learn from Yavama. And therefore, Lamaisa, a woman being Kona Shalok Adarka, who says that's true? Yavama is different, because she's Kukav Omedis, but a regular woman, who says? That's a very, very strong what? Very, very strong dingzach of the Shara Melech. Now, I want you to get down. Let's pick it up from there now. Okay? If you look in the Avne Meluim, in the notes in the bottom of the Shara Melech, they answer up to the Shara Melech. And they say like this. It's a son-in-law, I believe, of the Rebbe Kivager. He says like this. I don't know. He quotes the son-in-law of Rebbe Kivager. He says like this. And I thought it's a beautiful rejection. What kind? It's a rejection over the rejection. Let me ask you a question. According to this point in the Gemara, that you require Kesef and Bia, correct? According to this point in the Gemara, that you require Kesef and Bia, what happens if you just do Kesef? It's a zero, correct? But what happens if you're locked in by Yavama? You're still locked in. So it's much different. It's an ingenious response. It's not exactly plugged in. It's not equivalent, okay? Because the bottom line is, by Skukav Omedis, it's a legitimate Gemara because you're locked in. But Lamaisa, Kesef, and don't tell me that's comparable to Kesef and Bia. Because if you just do Kesef alone, you're not locked in. It's a zero, according to this Havamina. So I want you, it's a very sharp response that the son-in-law of Rebbe Kivager gives to reject the Shara Melech, and then it puts back into the Raya, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Gon, that brought a Raya from our Gemara that Bia Shalok Adarka is good. Okay? You got me? That's a very, very interesting chiddush that I wanted to bring out to you. Okay? A very interesting chiddush. Now, Lamaisa, this also called in. So you got it, Pinchas? That's a rejection. Ben, you got it? That's a very sharp response, okay? Because they're not really equivalent. Because Kesef, if you require Kesef, you just do Kesef, it's a zero. You follow me, Yosef? But Lamaisa, by Yavama, she's locked in. So if she's locked in Lamaisa, then you can understand that a Shvacha Bia would be good enough, Bia Shalok Adarka. And if you don't do the Bia Shalok Adarka, she's still locked in, she can't marry anyone else. I mean, it's a Shiloh with the Kedusha and Tovson and other guys. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in Yavama Sadi Bezim and Bez. Okay, but she's not Chayv Misa, but she's still locked in, Allah Lamaisa. Okay, very well. Let's take this now a step further with the next line in the Gemara, which we saw. And what was that next line in the Gemara? The next line of the Gemara was Abai was very uncomfortable with this. Why was Abai very uncomfortable with this? Because what did Abai say? Abai said, you know what? There's a machlokes in Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Rabbanan. In a case where a woman is Mekadesh, you have Lamaisa. You have a woman that has Mekudeshes. And 10 guys are Bol or Shalok Adarka. So the Chachamim say, all of them are Chayev Skila. They're Nara Murasa. And that's the din. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh says the first guy is Chayev Skila, Halacha L'maisa. The first one is Chayev Skila, and all the other ones are only Chayev Chenek. Why? Because Biyishlo Kadar can make sure into a what? Biyishlo Kadar can make sure into a Be'ulam. Yes? So the Machlokus is only by what? Machlokus is only by an Acher. But by the guy himself, Abai, he says, everyone agrees you make sure into a Be'ulam. Now what's that point all about? Let's get that. What's that line all about that the Baal himself, that's Bowler Shalokadarka, makes her into a Bula? Why is that? Okay? So the Ritva here has a line, and he's bothered by it. The Ritva here has a line, and he writes as follows. He says that it's basically the principle of Gita V'yodon Boin Kachas. That's basically what he wants to say. What does he mean? He wants to say it's all in one shot it happens. What do you mean all in one shot it happens? And the Lashon HaRitva is that since you're Konaher through Bia, so therefore it makes her also halachically a Be'ula as well. But a Bia, Bias Acher Shalokadarka, that does not work Lamaisa to be Konaher, will not make her a Be'ula halachically. The Ritva writes, it's like Gita V'yonam Boin Kachas, that since the Bia is a legitimate Bia vis-a-vis Kenyan, So too, it's also a good Kenyan to make her, it's a good Bia to make her into a Be'ula. That's the Lashon of the Ritva, okay? Dafka for the Baal, because the Baal's Koner, right? Yeah. The other guys are not Koner. That's the strength of this line that the Ritva points out very beautifully, okay? So the Ritva has this tremendous Chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense, because what makes the Baal's Bia different than other guys? The reason why the Baal's Bia is different than the other guys and makes her a Be'ula is because it's what? It's Koner. And because it's Koner, we expand that to say it makes her into what? Makes her into a Be'ula as well. You know, just like Gita V'yonam Boin Kachas. It's a very powerful svar. So it could very well be that there is a Tosfos in Meseches Ksubis that says the same exact thing. Tosfos in Ksubis B'daf Choftes says the exact same thing. They're Maskel Valakusis. Tosus also seems to say that since the Bias Kinyan is a Kinyan to Kona her, it makes her into a Be'ula as well, even though what that Bias Shalokadarka. That's the way the Tosin Subis Bedavkov Tesam et al. Seems to say like this Ritva. However, there is a Tosus in Subis on Daf Mem Chesim and Beis Damasko Hainu that clearly argues and says even if you're not acquiring her, a Bia Shalokadarka will constitute her as being a Be'ula. The Bia Shalokadarka, Mahani Bia Sabal, Shalokadarka Lazoso Be'ula. Okay? No, the Gemara says that the Baal can make it Bia Shalokadarka, but it's not necessarily because of what? Because of a Kenyan. I mean, you read this line of the Gemara, the Gemara didn't bring up anything about Kenyanim. The Gemara just says there's a difference between the Baal and Acher. So the Ritva says, the svar is like this, that since the Baal is Koner with the Bias Lokadarka, so also can classify her as a Be'ula. But according to that, and that's like Tosin Ksubis Choftesim and Alf. But Tosin Ksubis Daf Mem Chesim and Beis, right, which we're saying, Dir Masko Hainu, clearly interpreted the Gemara literally, Pinchas, and says not that way. And says that you don't have to come on to why, it's just the bottom line is, that a husband's Bia, Shalokadarka, makes her into a Be'ula, and that's it. And after not. As far as, question is why that's so. Okay, we have to think about why that's so. But he doesn't say a Svara that the reason why he makes her into a Be'ula is because you are Koner. Even if you're not Koner her, Halacha L'maisa, the Bia's Baal, Shalokadarka, makes her into a Be'ula. Okay? So there is two ways to in fact interpret that, okay? So it's just interesting that the Shar HaMelech and the Chazon Ish point out that if you stop for a moment and think, that Ritva that we mentioned before, that means if you make a Be'ul Hashem Kin, you make her into Be'ula. But if you're Mekadosh with Kesef, and then you're Baler Shalokadarka, yeah? Let's say you're Mekadosh with Kesef, right? And you're Baler Shalokadarka. Right? You're Machnasur L'chuppa, you're Baal or Shalokadarka. What's the din in that case? You're Makadish with a Kesef, you're Baal or Shalokadarka. What's the din? The din is he's like another man that had Bia with her, and it does not make her into a Be'ula. Bottom line, that's what they write. I want you to get that down, Ben. In other words, Halacha L'maisa. If you take the Ritva Arasof, and that Tosin Subas Arasof, that if you're Makadosh straight up with the Kesef, it's a good Kedushin, then you want to be Baal or L'Shem Nisun, you're Makdash L'Chuppah, and you try to do the Chuppah properly with Bia, but you do a Bia Shalokadarka, I'm sorry, it does not work. Halach L'Maisa. She becomes a what? She becomes a Ba'ula, even though it's not a good Kenyan. Even though it's not a good Kenyan. It did not accomplish Nisun. But she's still halach l'maisa physically a ba'ula if you hold like Tais on daf memches. However, Tais is on daf chav tes in Ksubis, and our Ritva says no, she's not classified a ba'ula. Plain and simple. She's not classified a ba'ula. Does not make her a ba'ula. You have to what? You have to say that this Bia has done something else in another area. It has shaft, it has registered a Kenyan. If it has made a Kenyan, then you can say it classifies her as a ba'ula. If it has not made a Kenyan, forget about it. Okay? So in other words, that line of the Gemara, do they say that the Baal is special because he made a Kenyan? That's what the Ritva and Tosek Subas Chavtes say. Tosek Subas Memches say, no, forget about the Kenyan. He has the ability to make her a bulo. Why is he different than anyone else? It's a good kasha. Why is he different than anyone else? It's a good kasha. I would venture to say, the reason why halacha l'maisa, he's different because he's her husband. The reason why he's different is because he's her husband. He was Mekadosh with Kesef. He does live with her. It was not a regular Bia. But Lamaisa, it is able to transform her from being a Psula to a Ba'ula because he is the right man to live with her. I don't care about Kinyanim. He is the right man to live with her. He didn't live with her in the right way, but it still classifies her to become a Ba'ula. You don't have to look from other areas in Allah and say, oh, since there was a Kinyan, therefore it works here. That's what I would say. Okay? Just plain and simple. And we've rejected the Sharmelis rejection by saying that it's not a good comparison with Kesef. I think it's an ingenious, yeah, I should have thought of it myself. Okay? We got it, Chlor? Ben, you got it? Okay, that's what we want to tie in Lamai. So that's the first Mahalak. I want to make sure we got that Chlor. Okay? We were discussing on Thursday, maybe you could bring up the Sharmelis with this line of the Gemara. I don't think you have to get involved with the Ritva and the other and the Tais to connect the two. You could just stick on that line. That's the way we set it over in Shir right now. You stick on that line, and then the next line is the two Ritva with the two Tosim and Subas. I don't think necessarily you have to connect the two together. We want to say a Shtikal Torah with it, try to save it. I think let's just stick with the simple rejection of the Sharmelis rejection by saying that it's not equivalent to a Zika. Because Zika, you're locked in. If you require a Kesem B without a Kesem, it's a zero. Okay? So I want to bring to the table. Okay, we got it? Okay. Yes, Ben.
In the case of the Shar Melech and the Chazanish.
Yes.
So he is Mekadosh with Kesef, and then he tries to do...
Then he does Bia Shaloka Darka for the Nisuin.
And that's not...
That's the Machlokes in the two Tosasim. Is that considered to be good? Halach L'maisa. So he points out, he was Bol or Shaloka Darka, so it does not... He's not Kona her. Okay? Because only Bia L'shem Kinyan Lamais is considered to make her a bula. Here he's Mekadosh already with Kesef. And here he's Baal or Shaloka Darka. So it was not, his Kavana was not L'shem Kinyan. So therefore, the Kavana is not L'shem Kinyan. For some reason, he had no reason in mind, because he already was Mekudeshes with her. So he had no reason in mind to do it L'shem Kinyan, because he already was Mekudeshes with her Kesef. He's just living with her Shaloka Darka. So you say, does that classify her into a Ba'ula? So we say, no, it does not. And Tosin Ksubis Memches says it does. It does make, but you weren't Kona her. You weren't Kona her. Let's say you weren't Kona her in the Suin. And you weren't Kona her in the Shekadush, because you already were Mekadeshes with her. Doesn't make a difference. She's still called the Ba'ula. When you do a Bia Shalokadarka, Shalol L'Shem Kinyan, does that classify her into a Ba'ula? The Ritva and Tosin Ksubis Chavtes says it does not. Tosin Ksubis Memches says it does. But I don't think we have to connect it with the general question, can Mekadosh and Bia Shaloka Darka? That was the first line of the Gemara when the Rabbanan sent it over to Abaye. You follow what I'm saying? Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Now, I want to get this next Akuda. It's very important. Where is this whole concept come from, Bia Shaloka Darka? So it comes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dalam and Alf discusses the din of Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Zachar, we know, is a chi of Skila. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Dalam and Alf. And the Gemara says, what is the Makor? So I want you to get the two ways to learn this, because this is the Makor. It says in the Pasuk, Zocher ben Olin, Tan Rabbanan, Ish Prat Lakatan, Asher Yishka ve Zocher ben Gadol ben Katan. Mishkeve Isha, it's from the Makar Mishkeve Isha. Okay? The Pasuk says in Chumash, Perek Vayikra Chaf Pasuk Yud Gimel. Please get it. You with me, Yosef? Vishesh Asher Yishka ve Zocher Mishke ve Isha Toave Toeva Asu Shneim, Moshe Masu Demeim Bom. It says Mishkeve Isha. What does it mean, Mishkeve Isha? So Rashi says like this, okay? Rashi says the following teich. Let's get it. Rashi teiches the pasuk very interestingly. He says like this, okay? Oh, Rashi says the following. Rashi in the Psik de Zutra says the same. Rashi Mishkeve says, what does Mishkeve Isha teach us? That Lamaisa, the Torah says, from the word Mishkeve is a Lashon Rabim. So it's a Lashon Rabim, and it means that Lamaisa, there's Shnei Mishkevos B'Isha. What are the Shnei Mishkevos B'Isha? You can boil or Kederach, you can boil or Shalom Kederach, and you're Chayiv, by Eish Yisish. If a man is Mizana with a married woman, whether it's Kederach or Shalom Kederach, you're Chayiv by both. Because it says Mishkeve. So therefore, in the landscape of Zohar, obviously, Halach Lamaisa, it's referring to the Bia Shalom Kedarka. So therefore, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara that says that that's the marker for Mishkev Zohar. Okay? That's Rashi. Please get it down. However, the Yerayim in Mitzvah Dalet and the Chiddush Yaran have a different pshat. I want you to get that. They don't say it's from Mishkevei Lashon Rabim. They say that the Pasuk's talking about a Zohar, and it calls his Mishkavo Mishkav Isha. Aye, by Isha, it's not Shach Bia Kedarka. So the Torah calls Mishkavo Mishkav Isha to show you that even Bia Shena Kedarka is considered to be a Bia. So Chapsa Nafkamina, Legabe what? Legabe a woman too as well. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, according to Rashi in the Psik de Zutrasa, Mishkave Isha is what? Shnei Mishkavos. And you plug that into Zohar, so it means that that's considered to be a bia. But the Yerayim and the Chushiran say it's not from Mishkevei, that it's Shtei Mishkevos B'Isha. The Pasuk about a Zohar, and it calls Mishka Mishkevisha. So how could that be? So obviously there's no Shaykh as a bia Kedarka by an Isha. It calls a bia Shalok Kedarka, Halacha L'maisa. And therefore it must be that bia Shalok Kedarka is a bia by a woman, and that's the din by a what? Mishkev Zohar. Okay, so those are two. Please get it. Nun Dalin Amanah. That's the second mahalach. I want you to get that marker. Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Let's now get to the third mahalach. Let's get to it. Okay? Now, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll get to the whole sugya running on the test, finishing up Tesmez Yudam Aleph. But I want to mention the following Nakuda. And the Miri brings it up already here in the Bramaska Kfar Yadata that I gave you. We've been discussing here, Yosef, in the case of the 10 men being bowl her, that she's already an Aram Rasa by being Mekadosh with Kesef, and 10 men raped her. Do they all get Skila? Because they live with their Bia Shalok Kedarka, that's the Chachamim. Rebbe says the first guy Skila, and the 9 Chenek. Let's take a single woman. What's the din by a single woman? What's going to be the din by a single woman? Halach L'maisa. When you talk about a single woman that is raped, there is the following. When you talk about a single woman that is raped, ones, there are 3 things that have to be done. Number one, you have to pay a knas if she's raped. Number two is you have to marry her if she wants to marry you. And number three is you never can divorce her. Okay?
This is only by a single woman?
This is by a single woman, that's correct, that was raped. Okay? There's 3 things that have to be done. And the truth of the matter is that the Meiri quotes here a very interesting Machlokes Yeshayahu, which I want you to get, and that is the following. And that is, the Ritva quotes a Yeshayahu that says, the first guy is chayv to marry her. Only the first guy is chayv to marry her. Because since he what? He lived with her first, he raped her first, he's mechuyev to marry her. And the Ritva is very upset about this. He quotes his Rabbo, and he says there's no question here at all that who is the marriage totally on? It's totally on the woman. And if she does not want to marry the guy, the Gemara says, she doesn't have to marry the guy. Therefore, if she wants to marry one of the other 10, she has that reshus, right? She can marry one guy and not the other guy. And that's what the Miri quotes B'Shem the Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Melech I gave you in Hilchos Nara B'Sula Perik Beis Alachaches quotes the Ritva, and he says, so says the Ran and Ksubis in the end of the third Perik B'Shem the Yerushalmi. So please get it down. The Ritva quotes a Yeshomer by us that says that Rishon the Reiter is Mechuyiv to marry her because he's Mechuyiv first. And the Ritva says B'Shem Rabbah, that's no, this was no Shaila. It's all told to whoever she wants to marry. Whoever she wants to marry, she has that choice. It's a very Pella Dikawad, very big Pella, this din of what? This din, the Ritva quotes, B'Shem the Yesh Omer. Allah Lamaisa, again, it's not our Sugya, because our case is talking about where she was married already, yes? And then she got raped. But what will be the din in that case? And there I wanted to just mention, there is a very big Shaila, Machloikst in the Minchas Chinuch and the Afikeyam. Afikeyam was one of the great Gedolei Achronim as well. It was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Oizer. I want you to get this down. What is the nature of the mitzvah lo siyal isha? Is the nature of the mitzvah lo siyal isha a mitzvah, or is it a knas? Is it a mitzvah to marry her? Let's say for some reason she wants to marry you. So is that a mitzvah, or is that a knas? That's the shaila lo siyal isha. How do you view this mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah, or is it a knas?
The act of marrying her is a knas?
So that's the question. How do you view it? Is it a mitzvah or is it a knas? That's the shiloh. Do you view it as a real bona fide mitzvah? So he asked me, Lamai nafkamina? I just want to give you maybe perhaps one nafkamina that might come up, Allah lamaisa. Okay? And that is the following. The Minchas Chinuch mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun Zayin has the following suffix. What's the din if a guy marries, if a guy Allah lamaisa in a situation he's ma'anes and the situation is meisu ishto. He's ma'anes nasui achosa. What's nasui achosa? What's the din Allah lamaisa? He rapes his wife's sister. He rapes his wife's sister, God forbid. So you can't marry your wife's sister because she's already married. Yes? And I'm sorry, she's not.
She's your sister.
She's no, your wife. You can't because you're married to your wife. Not that she's married. You raped your wife's sister, God forbid. So since you're still married, you can't marry her. You can't marry your wife's sister, right? What happens if your wife dies, though? After the rape. Now you're allowed to marry her. Once your wife dies, you can marry that woman. She's no longer your wife's sister because your wife is dead. So do we say halacha lamaisa that dichu yetzel mitzvahs, and do we say nirev and nirka or not? Halacha lamaisa. What do we say in such a situation?
What if he becomes nisa right away though? Because at the time of the deal, he had a deal with his wife's sister.
Let's say halach lamaisa was no edim and hasra. They can't chayv misa. There was no edim and hasra. Or let's say there were edim, there were no hasra. Halach lamaisa was ma'anis nasu yachosa. Okay?
What if she was an ishish?
What'd you say?
What if she was an ishish?
Then his wife died.
Okay. No.
Well, what if, no, we're not. Let's say she's single. She's single.
She wasn't though.
She's single. So you don't have to say edim and hasra. Let's say the guy, like I said, she's single. No, his wife's sister.
That wouldn't be the issue.
You mean let's say there were no Asra, you couldn't kill him. You talk about that scenario. Let's say you couldn't kill him, you're right. It's one of the Arias. Is it one of the Yeah, for sure. To be Chayv Misa, any Chayv Misa, you need Asra. Without a doubt. You need Edim and Asra. So let's say there's no Asra. So what's the din in such a case? So what do you say? So if you hold it's a mitzvah, then what? Then maybe there's a possibility of saying when you raped her, you couldn't do the mitzvah, so therefore the mitzvah is nidchet. And therefore what? And therefore the mitzvah doesn't exist. But if it's a kenas, whenever you can penalize the guy, you can penalize the guy. So once you get that nafkamina, there is a possibility to say that maybe the mitzvah is a constant mitzvah. You follow me? It's a running mitzvah. And whenever the opportunity arises where you can do the mitzvah, do the mitzvah.
Mitzvah of what, marry her?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. I'm just saying, within the possibility... What'd you say? It's a question, Lomais. It's a question whether it's dichui... Yeah, we said that, Lomais. Rashi and Taisa discussed whether you talk about it. Whether it's din dichui yetzel mitzvahs. If it's nirev and nidchim. It's a shiloh whether it's a din dichui or not. It's brought up, Lomais. It's brought up. Taisa said in Sukkah. Taisa said in Sukkah. No, it's nirev and nidchim. Is it nirev and nidchim or is it dichui meikara? Remember we had that with the Rashi and Taisa? Tosa
said there's no such thing.
Tosa said that in Sukkah. Tosa said that in Sukkah, correct. Tosa said that in Sukkah. But it's possible to suggest, you know, there's a shiloh about it. Allah lamaisa. There's a shiloh about it. But I'm just saying that you could...
The shiloh wouldn't get off the ground, according to the...
Right, but I'm saying that you could also say that the mitzvah is a constant mitzvah, and you could say, therefore, whenever the mitzvah arises, do the mitzvah. So therefore, lamaisa, you could reject that. But I'm just saying, if it's a kenas, there's nothing to pilpul about. And the truth is, the Afike Yam in Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Beis, says, the Minchas Chinuch must have not had the Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi writes Beferish, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, and Ksubish, Shaya Nasui Achosa, Kfar Niftar. Mesa Kfar Niftar. Yerushalmi writes black on white, Halacha Lamaisa, that you are Potter. Okay? It says black on white that you're Potter. So it's an amazing what Yerushalmi, how the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix about it, and Yerushalmi writes Beferish not that way. Okay? So it comes out, Lamaisa, that... comes out Lamaisa, then might be a good shaila as to whether what, as to whether we assume that it would apply or not. Okay, so that's the din alach Lamaisa. Also, Rabbi Kiveger has a suffix. If your ma'an is a katana, alach Lamaisa, when she gets older, are you mechuyev to marry her now, or do you say at the time of the rape she was not a, she was a katana, so there's no mitzvah sese, or do you say it's a kenas and whenever what it's the opportunity arises, then you'll do it, you'll marry her when she becomes a gedolah. So I want you to get those two nafkaminas that come off Allah Lomaisa about Lo Siya L'Isha. You follow me? You follow the second nafkamina? Where you raped her when she was a ktana. There's no mitzvah to marry her when she's a ktana, but when she becomes a nara, does the mitzvah surface or not? So perhaps not again. Or maybe you say no, that as a knas, whenever the knas can be implemented, do the knas. And that'll be the din. Okay, good. Let's go vayter now in the Gemara. So where are we at in the Shakla V'Tarya now? Ephraim, where are we at in the Shakla V'Tarya, in the middle of Testament Bays? We're in the following Shakla V'Tarya. The Gemara is still holding the pathway that you need what? Kesef and Bia. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan did not like the marker of Rebbe. Ubala, it was Kuruhu Shoshana Rebbe. It was Kuruhu Shoshana Rebbe that it was Ubala. Because that pasuk, I would think you need Kesef and Bia. So let's pick it up from Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Go ahead. You got it, Ephraim? Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So what we need to come up with a new scenario, right? Halacha L'maisa, because it can't just be with Kesef and Bia. We thought we had a way to save the Parsha and Aram Rasa, that it was Baler Shalokadarka, and then what? And then we had Kesef and Bia Shalokadarka, and that saved the day. That doesn't save the day. Doing Bia Shalokadarka makes her into Ba'ula, right? So we need a Parsha and Chumash. How are we going to understand Parsha and Aram Rasa askew? Go ahead, so let's see Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Let's go, man. Yeah, Rav Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Yeah, let's go to it. You mekadesh a b'shtar. Go ahead. Excellent. So what does Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak say? He says, no, I found a case. What's the case? The case is beautiful. You're a mekadesher with shtar, which is a legitimate kedushin on its own, and therefore, what do you do? What do you do?
Take her in as a wife.
The other 10 guys are Baler Shlokadarka, the Chayav Skila. Is she considered to be a Basula? Yes, because you're Makadash or Bishtar. So therefore what? She's considered to be a Basula, and they're all Chayav Skila. When Rabbi Narkadish, the first guy is Chayav Skila, because the Bia Shlokadarka makes you what? Makes your, you know, Bia Shlokadarka, the other 9 guys get off the hook, they're Chenik. But the first guy's Chayav, yes? So now we just dug up a case. We just kept alive Kesef and Bia. So if you kept alive Kesef and Bia, how do you have a case of Nar Maras Michaev Skil in the Chumash? You're Makadisha with Star, and then the other guy, then she's Mizana with the guy, B'Yishalokadarka. And what's the din? The din is Alach Alamaisa, that what? They're Yechayev what? Yechayev Skil. All 10 of them are Yechayev Skil according to the Chumash, according to Rebbe, the first guy. Yes? Now, Ephraim, you with me? What's the Svara that Kedushin Star works on its own? It doesn't need a step afterwards. Up till now, we've been saying Kesef needs Bia. How do you know Shtar works on its own? Because we have a precedent. Where do you see the Shtar works on its own?
Get.
Because Get works on its own. Get can divorce, so it also can be Machnis. Excellent. Okay? Now, what's perplexing with this? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's the Hava mean? I mean, the Gemara didn't know this? Gemara is like jumping all over the place. Mishkachasla, Mishkachasla. Give me the scenario of Snar Rasa Meskila. The Gemara couldn't have thought about this before? You follow Mitzvi? The Gemara couldn't have thought about this before? It's a Pella. What was the Hava mean? What is the Gemara? Until Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak came along, you couldn't think of this? What was the Gemara talking about? I mean, it's a very good answer, no? It's a very good answer. Star is very powerful. Has the precedent from Get. Yes? You hear the Kasha? Ephraim? What did the Gemara hold before this? The Gemara has to jump in all around trying to look for a mucker. Lomais is trying to look for a beer and they can't come up with anything. Allah Lomais can't come up with anything. Nothing. And it says, what can we come up with? Can't come up with nothing. So you know what the Gemara says? So you know, what was the Havamina? So I found the Maisa, the Ritva was bothered by this Kasha too. And the Ritva writes, the Ritva says, Alach Lamaisa, the Ritva says the following Havamina. Ephraim, let's get it. You know what the Gemara held at this point? The Ritva says an amazing thing. The Gemara also held before that Shtar was nothing either. Because Hukshak, Havayis Lahadadi. Just like Kesef can't work on its own and needs Bia, Shtar cannot work on its own. You got that? We saw the pitted. We saw how they were pitted against one another. It's basically the same kind of thing a little bit, you know? Havaya Liatzia versus Havaya Sladadi. Who learned the Shiloh like that on Testament base? You remember?
Rashi.
Correct? Remember we had Oshtagotar with Rabbi Chanan? Yeah? We have the Chaz when we get to it, Lamaisa. Yeah? But remember, Rashi pitted it. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. Now, the Maskana is, Rav Yitzchak says, no. Havayis Ladadi loses out to what? Havayi Liatzia, basically. Yeah. Just like Shtar works on its own as a get, Kedushin. That's the way I wanted to say it. That's what I was thinking, Lamaisa. It comes out very good. But that Gemara, Ritva, was bothered by her Nakuda. What did the Gemara hold at this that point? Yeah? Zok de Pnei Yoshua, please get it. Zok de Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua says, I'll tell you Havamin in a different way. You know what the Havamin is? There's no amal use of a Kinyan Shtar more than Kinyan Kesef. There's no amal use of Shtar is no better than Kesef, and the Gemara answers it is better. Because we're Gomer Motzi, Gomer Machnis.
Very similar, no?
Very similar, very similar. It's Gomer Motzi, Gomer Machnis. I mean, the get Shtar can work on its own as a get. It works. It's the same. I thought the Pnei Yoshua was saying like the Ritva. The Gemara held Shtar is the same thing. Lamaisa, but I think you have to put some oomph behind the Pnei Yoshua and say Havayis Ladadi, exactly like Pinchas is driving it. So I want you. But I was very happy to see that Lamaisa, the Gemara was bothered by that. Halacha Lamaisa, and that comes out to be the shtickle. Okay. Now, let's add on a new Nakuda, a new Mahalach. I think this is five. Lamaisa. Okay? You know, there's a big discussion we mentioned really only briefly in the beginning of the year. Let me ask you a question. We did mention briefly, but of course we did mention it. Is Kinyan Kesef D'oraisa D'Rabbanan? Yes or no? D'oraisa D'Rabbanan, what would you say? Gotta be D'oraisa. The problem is the Rambam. What does the Rambam call it? Medivrei? Sofrim. Perek Aleph Alech Aleph. And we said the Kesef Mishnah said, don't be bothered by it, because what does it mean? It means D'oraisa, but it's not Mefurish B'Kro. But we did say the Rabosav of Rashi, and Ksubas Gimel and Aleph, and one of my Rebbeim, Rav Shmuel Tal, Shlit in Eretz Yisrael, says there's 25 Rambams that say Medivrei Sofrim, and he meant Midrabbanan. So there are some that say that it meant Mamish D'Rabbanan. Bring me a raya from our Gemara that Kesef is D'oraisa. Bring me a raya from our Gemara that Kesef is D'oraisa. The Ramban and the Ritva bring a raya. It's amazing. What's the raya? Oh, what does it say? That the din skila by Naram or Russ is from what? At the end of the day, it's from what? Kesef alone, no? The end of the day, it's from Kesef. Yeah. So if you can kill someone based on what? Kesef, you better bet your bottom dollar that it better be D'oraisa. Okay? And the Ramban says, anyone who writes that Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbanon, and they were Somech and Amsukim, he says, you know what? Tama ani im hever ena mishmu azu. He says, I cannot believe he forgot. The Ein Ruach HaChamim Nocha B'davrzeh. He's very stark against saying this. How can you say that it's what? That it's the Rabbanon? You're going to say every drasha that we have is an Asmachta? In Shas? He says, this is ridiculous. How can you say that every Asmachta in Shas is the Rabbanon? The Gemara on Yudim and Beis says, Kedusha Kesef allows an Ashes Kohen to eat Truma. If it wasn't Kodim in the Torah, how could she eat? There is no way on earth. And that's basically what the Gemara is saying. Na'arim rasa, damar b'skila, it says, heichim mishkachas lo. So the Gemara says, how could you have such a case if you require a kesef and bia? Gemara is standing on their head, guys. So Gemara comes up with the cases. But Ladina, right, at the end of the day, do you require kesef and bia for kesef to work or bia to work? No. Kesef works on its own, bia alone works on. And you kill a person based on it. You allow a person to eat truma. So I want you to get that down as well, okay? I saw that Lamaisa on Thursday. Thought it was a beautiful raya, Allah Lamaisa. Please get it. That's another very important chiddush you see from this sugya, Allah Lamaisa.
Just from the sugya of Narav Marasa in general, no?
Yes, but the Gemara makes it very clear, Pinchas, by saying, Imke Narav Marasa, Namar Rahman, Beskila, Hechem, Mishkachasla. If you require Kesef and Bia, obviously the Gemara is assuming, and the Gemara slugs up, that Kesef and Bia you don't need. Kesef alone suffices, and it's fine that parson, Chumash.
Yeah.
So the Gemara was assuming that Kesef is null enough to kill a person.
I'm saying that we don't need this Gemara that, it could be any Gemara that we're in Narav Marasa, I'm assuming that Kesef alone.
Okay, but here the Gemara is perplexed with how do you have its tips of killing her? How do you explain the pasuk in Chumash?
Yeah.
So the nakud is that Kesef's got a loan at work. So it's a slam dunk raya. 50 times, right? In Yonid Yoyma, Mahavdal Elef of Dolos, Lamaisa. Okay, that anyone chop that Lamaisa? Baruch Hashem. So the Lamaisa, you see, Baruch Hashem, no one chopped it.
Reference.
I'm not going to say, if you didn't chop it, I mean, you didn't chop it. I mean, come on. Lamaisa, how can I say it? I'm just kidding you. The NCAA. In Yonid Yoyma, slam dunk 50 times, Lamaisa. Okay? All right, so you see Beferish, that what? You see Beferish, that what? What do you see Beferish? That you can be Kona Lamaisa, you can be Kona with Kedushin. Okay, good. We got it? Very good, guys. Okay, let's go now, Viter and the Gemara. Let's go. Okay, go ahead, let's go. What do you say, Ephraim? Reb Yechanan? Let's go, Viter and the Gemara. Come on, we got a lot to do. Ephraim, let's go. Reb Yechanan. Let's see, Svi, go ahead, Reb Yechanan. Svi, go ahead, Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah, Svi. Rabbi Yechanan. Hi, Ubala.
My
Avidle. Rabbi Yechanan, hi, Ubala. Ephraim, you with me? Hi, Ubala, Minole. Rabbi Yechanan, what did you do with the word Ubala? Who was Ubala? That was a Ben HaKadosh's Pasuk. What are you going to do with it? My Avidle. Go ahead.
Zu Nignes Avila.
No, a new din. Haum Ubala, read it again.
Ubala, Zu Nignes Avila.
Yes. A regular woman is acquired with Bia, not an Amivriya. Why would I think an Amivriya is acquired with Bia? Go ahead. Learn it out from Yavama. Ma Yavama chain what?
My Yavama chain against the Kesef, Zush against the Kesef, in addition to the Bia.
Ah, but the Amivriya that's Nicknas Bekesef, how much more so is Nicknas Bia? Wow, that's what I would think. Therefore, Kamash Malan, what? The Pasuk tells me, Ubala, that an Amivriya, a regular woman, can only acquire with the Bia, but not an Amivriya. Yes? Yosef, you got it? Ah. Comes along the Taisa Rosh. Let's get it. Taisa Rosh says, what are you talking about? What kind of Kavach Omer is this? Ma Yavama, that's not Niklas Bekes, Niklas Bebia. So to an Amir is Niklas Bekes, how much more so Niklas Bebia? Kamashman, only a regular woman. Ubala, regular woman. Kika Kishisha, only a regular woman, but not a what? Not an Amir Rosh. Not a Shiflik, not a Amivriya, yes? Frakta Taisa Rosh, what are you talking about? Tochiach Shifk Kanainis. What about Shifka Kanainis? What's a Shifka Kanainis? A sheikh she bought off the slave market. You give her tefillah, she becomes a kedusha, half Jewish. She's chayav mitzvah like a regular Jewish woman. What's the din by Shiv Kananis? You can acquire with kesef, but with bia, yes or no? No, that slugs it right up. She's acquired with kesef and not with bia. So don't give me this kavah chomer. That just like what Yavama, it's acquired with bia. Just like Yavama is not acquired with kesef, it's acquired with bia. How much more for Omer? It's acquired with kesef. How much more should it be with bia? What do you mean? Shiva Kanaz is acquired with kesef, not bia. It's a great kasha. That's what the Taisa Rosh asked.
Did we see this already also?
What?
Did we see this already?
And Daf Tal and the Mibes.
Yeah.
Very good. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Says the Taisa Rosh. Don't bring me in Shivcha, because a Shivcha, the purchase, not Lashumishas. So it doesn't shed any light on anything. You couldn't bring it as a Tochiach. Since you couldn't bring it as a Tochiach, because the Kinyan is not Lashemishas. So if the Kinyan is not Lashemishas, it doesn't make a difference. The T-Rates, the Shani Shivcha, Shen Kinyan and Kinyanishas. Beautiful. So the Gemara says the Kavachomer. So we just saved the Kavachomer. It's a great Kavachomer. That's why I need a Pasuk. You think that Kavachomer is a great Kavachomer? Go ahead, Svi. What does Gemara ask? Mali Yavama. No. So what's the kasha? Yavama is kuk of a medes. She's locked in. She's locked in. Lomai. So how can you make a kavah chomer? Ma Yavama. It's not niggas because niggas bebia. How much more so my vriya? That's niggas because how much more so bebia? They're two different worlds. You know why it's easy to get a Yavama? Is because why it's kuk of a medes. That's why you can be boiler. But when Lomai said by Ami Vriya, that sheds no light. I never would have a hava, I mean you could have bia. So that can't be the usage of ubala, that a regular one's bia and amay free and not. Comes along the marshaw, let's get it. Comes along the marshaw, and the marshaw asks like this, let's get it. Marshaw asks, please get on the Gemara, I gave it to you. He says, what are you talking about? Why didn't the Gemara say, Mali Yavama Shekinyan L'Shem Ishus? Tomar Bamei Vriya Shem Kinyan L'Shem Ishus. That the Gemara says in Dalam at base, doesn't it, Ben? The Gemara says, Lomai. So when they brought in Yavama, the Gemara in Dalam at base did say that. So the echo that says the Marshaw. Again, the Marshaw says, "What are you talking about? Just ask a different kasha." My Yavama she kinyan al shumishus. Tomer ba mevriya she kinyan al shumishus. That's a little bit more simpler, no? Go right to it. Go right to it, halach lamaisa. Right? What do you have to bring in skook of omedis?
Isn't Amal Hivriya also a shamishis?
We're going to get to it. Poshup shot not. You're purchasing her.
We're going to get to it.
Good. But poshup shot lamaisa is you could distinguish and say the marshal. Why didn't the Gemara ask and say my yavama shekinyan l'shamishis? Almevro is not kinyan on the shumishas. What do you have to get the skook of omenis for? We had a similar thing on Dalad and Mebeis, kinyan on the shumishas, the Marshaw asks. So the Marshaw answers like this. The Marshaw answers, you know why? The Gemara focused on skook of omenis? So that you won't ask, learn from Isha, Niknas, Bebiya, Mikavachomra, Miyavomit. That's why. See, if you go with the kinyan on the shumishas notion, maybe you could turn it about on its face and say the following. Learn an Isha directly from Yavama with a Kavachomer. Ma dach Yavama, which is a Kinyan L'Shem Isha's Bia. How much more so what? How much more so a regular woman should be with Bia? You follow me? Because a regular woman's Bekesef. You know what I mean? This staves it off at the pass. This stops it off at the pass. Steers it off at the pass. Stops it at the pass. Why? Because if you skip skook of omedis, you can't compare Yavama to a regular woman. So if you start pimpling with kinyan l'shemishas, not kinyan l'shemishas, then you could stuck and say, turn around about face and learn a woman from a kavachomer from Yavama. My Yavama, it's not kesef, it's good to be a regular woman, it's good to be kesef, how much more so be it? And they're both kinyan ishas. Once you bring in skook of omedis, you're not going to ever bring that kavachomer up. It's an ingenious answer to the marshal. You follow me? Yes. The Marsha asks, why didn't the Gemara come up with a simpler pircha? Why does he have to hone in on skook of omedis? Just say an Amma is not kinyan l'shumishas, and the Yavama is kinyan l'shumishas, done. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And therefore, you have Kavachomer slugged up, you don't need a pasuk.
Yeah.
Teretz is because if you would go with that notion of kinyan l'shumishas to distinguish between a regular Yavama and an Amma Ivriya, you're going to get stuck with a regular woman with Yavama. Because maybe you learn how to kavachomer straight up a regular woman from Yavama. My Yavama, that's not bekesef, is good with bia. How much more so a regular woman is good bekesef, is good with bia. And they're both inyani ishus. So to stop that, the stopgap, to go at that immediately with a direct hit, is I bring up Skuko Vomenes, that boxes in Yavama, which will not be able to shed any light on a regular married woman. That's why the Marsha says the Gemara honed in on that specifically. Okay?
And if we would have learned that affairs to Yavama, then we would have said...
If you would have what?
Learned that affairs to Yavama.
Like when I get up to Acheris, yeah.
A regular woman.
Regular woman, then you would make a Kabbal Klaimer. My Yavama that's not Nick the Bekesef is Nick the Mabia. A regular woman that is Nick the Bekesef, how much more so is Nick the Mabia? See, and they're both in the realm of Inyan Yishus, and the Kabbal Klaimer would make a lot of sense. So I stave it off the pass, right? Right? I'm looking for the word. I'm,
cut it off at the pass.
Cut it off at the pass, or stop it off at the pass. With a direct hit by saying what the Yavama is Skuko Vomenes. It's boxed in and can shed no light about a regular woman.
Saying that the Skuko Vomenes, like, it serves two functions.
Yes, it serves two functions. It separates, it destroys the pircha from a Yavama to a Ivriya and also to a regular woman. Well said, Ben. Correct. That's what the Marsha says. Okay?
Why we compare to
well said.
Why we compare to Amavriya and Shiv Kananis?
Shifra Kananis is a totally different realm because it's good bekesef and not bia, so it sheds on light on nothing. Yeah. The reason why Shifra is not Kinyani Ishus, okay? That's what the Tzar Rosh wanted to say. It's a good point.
What would be the issue if we learned that to help him? It's
not nothing. What do you mean what would be the issue? Then it would be up Gefreg the Gemara. Then the Pasuk you need. The Gemara is at this point saying you don't need the Pasuk. We thought we needed a Pasuk based on a Kal Vachomer. To say that the Kal Vachomer is wrong, right?
Yeah.
But if you can destroy the Kal Vachomer with the Pircha, then the Pasuk is not needed, right? Again, follow the train of the Gemara. The train of the Gemara is what? Is that I need Ubala. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Rebbe's Pasuk Ubala? Yeah. So the Pasuk comes to tell me the Kal Vachomer is wrong. What was the Kal Vachomer? I would have thought, I would have said, I'm a Ivriya, right? It said, I'm Nikna what? A regular one's nicknamed Mabia, and Amavri is not nicknamed Mabia. Yeah. Why would I have thought so? Because I would have learned out Yavama is not nicknamed Bekesef, is nicknamed Mabia, and Amavriya, how much more so, which is nicknamed Bekesef, is nicknamed Mabia. Yeah. Comes the Pasuk and says it's no. Yeah. Pasuk, the Pasuk. Yeah, yeah. But if I can slug up that Kal Vachomer, then I don't need a Pasuk. The Gemara slug it up by saying Yavama is Skuko Vomenes.
Yeah.
And Amavriya is not. Okay. Says the Marsha say better. Just say simpler. That an Amma is not Kinyan Alishus, and a regular woman is Kinyan Alishus. Yeah. Problem is, if you use that Svara, then I'm going to say a Yavama should be a good model for a regular woman. Halacha
l'maisa.
Right? Yeah. A Yavama should be a regular model for a regular woman. Halacha l'maisa.
And therefore,
you don't need a Pasuk. Right? We're trying to say Ubala, right?
That has nothing to do with the Amma Ivriya.
What do you mean?
The whole point of Rabbi Yochanan was to say that
right.
You need the Pasuk of Ubala to teach that an Am Ivriya is indicated the Bia, right? Because that's what you would think from the Kal Vachomer of the Yavama.
No, but you could ask an independent. You could ask an independent kasha. What's the independent kasha? You're making a good point, but what's the independent kasha? Independent kasha, what do you need a Pasuk for Ubala to tell me Bia? Just learn that from a Kal Vachomer straight. Once you start playing the roles of Kinyan Lishumishas, just go to a direct Kal Vachomer from Yavama to a regular woman. And you don't need any psukim. Ubala, forget it, nothing.
Oh, so it's a general.
It would be a general kasha, correct.
Why do we need the
Pasuk? So the Marsha is saying the Gemara chose that to also direct hit that kasha. That no one should have that kasha.
What would that kasha be?
That kasha would be, is it why do I need a pasuk? Either like Rebbe, Spasuk, of Ubala. Or Bula's Baal in general. What do you need Pesukim for? For a Makar Makadosh woman with Bia. We know from Yavama.
Okay.
Ma'adach Yavama. Which is not because good with Bia. So to a regular woman that's good because it's a much worse with Bia. You can't say that now when he says Skuko Vomenes. Once you see it has that element Skuko Vomenes, that will separate Yavama from a regular woman. Yes, that's correct. But it's not like it's out of the left field because we're in the sugya of the makar of bia, trying to find a makar for kedusha bia. We had two possible makaris. You shouldn't need any makaris. So that's what the Marsha says. The Gemara focused on that to gain the profit of that. Okay. Very good. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua. Let's get it. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua Zagin. And the Pnei Yoshua says the following. He has a different beer. want you to get it. And this is what Ben had mentioned before. Comes along the Pnei Yehoshua. And the Pnei Yehoshua says, you know why you need a Amma that's not Niknas Bebiya? What are we talking about? We're not talking about L'Shem Avdus, that you bought or L'Shem Avdus. Obviously there's no Svar if you buy or L'Shem Avdus that it's Biya. But what are we talking about? Yehud. What's Yehud? You can miyayit her through Biya. No? You can miyayit her to Biya. Remember Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda hold? Most Rishon saw the Kedushin or Lav the Kedushin didn't do? Now, which one? I think he says Lav, no? He says the Kedushin? I don't know. What does he say, Ben? I don't remember. It's on Daf Yates, no? What does he say? Does he say the Kedushin didn't or Lav the Kedushin didn't do? What'd you say?
I think it's love.
Yabri Biyosi Rebuyde. Ime Shos Beyon Kedushin. Alma Kasar Bajan is love the Kedushin Ninu. It's love. So the Dvar Avram pilpels and says, even if it's love the Kedushin Ninu, maybe you can yad her through Bia. Because at least it what? At least could lead her to what? It might at least lead her to what? Lead to Bia. So what I'm bringing out here is that you can't ask the Kasha. My kinyon, my yevamah, she kinyon l'shem yishus. Because why? Yehud also has yishus. And where is the yishus in Amma? Yehud. So don't ask me the kasha. What was the marsha on the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha? Why didn't the Gemara just ask simple? The yevamah is kinyon l'shem yishus and Amma Ivri is not. It's not true. Amma Ivri has an element of Yehud, which is yishus. And even if you almost reshon us the kedushin nitnu, it is possible to say, the Varavram discusses, maybe you can be yired through Bia. Halacha l'maisa. So it might lead to what Bia, right? So even according to Yosef, says the original money is only for the purchase, but you can be, maybe, you can do Yehud through Bia. Okay, we got that? That's the Pnei Yehoshua. Comes along the Shita Lonoda Lami. Let's get it, see. You got it, Ephraim, the Tayyidah. The ultimate Tayyidah.
Before.
Yes, go ahead.
Back to Barsha for a second.
Yes.
The question he was preempting was what exactly?
The question he was preempting was what is the Gemara have for Yochanan as a makar bulas baal for a kinyan beer?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yabin Akash has no makar baal. What do you need makaris for? Just learn a kavachomer, and the kavachomer is Isha from Yavama, plain and simple. Okay. So once the Gemara introduces that Yavama has this element, this box of skook of omedis, you're done. It never can compare to a regular woman. Because a regular woman is not skook of omedis.
Okay.
That's what the Marashah said, the Gemara focused on that. Because the Gemara wanted to stave off that kash you might have in the back of your mind. Okay? Now don't give me the business, Milsil Yosef Akamachom, Rhetorical Kus of Lakra, because the Gemara only says that when what? Actually, I'm not going to say don't give me the business, because maybe you will give me the business. Why will you give me the business? The business is tighter. Because we only say Milsil Yosef Akamachom, Rhetorical Kus, when you have no other answer. Remember that at the top of Dalam and Base? Maybe there's no other answer. Maybe that's what I would say. It is a good enough kavachomer, and we have that in the back of our pocket. But we don't want to actually ever, you know, rely on that. So that's why we gave other answers. We're giving another answer. You see how the answers are from two different directions? The Marsha's answer was what? That Yavama, what was the Marsha saying? The Marsha says you can't get pure Yavama and what? What does the Marsha say? What was the Marsha's kasha? Pinchas, say something simple. Between Yibum and Yavama, say one is L'Shem Yishus, one is not. So what is his answer? His answer is that they are really different, but the Gemara want to come up with a Nakuda would stave off what a Yavama to an Isha. Yes? See, you see how the Pnei Yehoshua attacks it? He says, boom, fakir. They are both L'Shem what? They are both L'Shem Yishus. You know what I mean? See, the Marsha keeps the premise. The Pnei Yehoshua destroys the premise of the Kasha. You know what I mean, Ben? You follow what I'm saying? He destroys the premise of the Kasha. They are both L'Shem Yishus. Even according to Yosef Yehuda, that says Morishon is Lav L'Kedushin Nitnu. But he says maybe Kimiyaru with B. You follow me? So the Pnei Yehoshua answers it, and he destroys the premise and says no. He says the Alma Ivri does have an element of Yishus. Okay. Comes along the Shita Lonoda L'Mi. And he says like this. Says the Shita Lonoda L'Mi. He says, why don't we say the following? Why don't we say the following? That a woman, the woman is Ein Skukav Omedes and Niknas Bebiya. Why don't you say Isha Tochich? Why don't you say Isha Tochiach Lamaisa? You follow me? Again, hold cup what's in the Gemara. We're working. With the help of Hashem, the Siyata, the Shmaya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You follow what I'm saying? What are we working on here? We're working on what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Rabbein HaKadosh's Pasuk? Uvala. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? What did Rabbi Yochanan say to Rabbein HaKadosh's Pasuk? Tells me that a regular woman can have bia and another Amivriya cannot have bia. Yes?
Yeah.
And the Gemara said, I would have thought it from a Kavachomer that it would be good. Kamash Milan, it's not good. That Kavachomer is upgefreg, skukovometis. You know what? I can upgefreg the upgefreg, says the Shitin Lonodal Me, which would legitimatize the Kavachomer. What would be the upgefreg of the upgefreg? A regular woman. A regular woman's not skukovometis and has bia. A regular woman is Zukov on medicine has bia. It's kind of like the other side of the coin of the Marshaws of the Marshaw. It's Terrence. But let's just focus on the Shid alone only. You got it now? Hear what he's asking? He's saying, I can upgefreg the upgefreg. What do you mean the woman's Zukov on medicine? A woman is not Zukov on medicine, bia worked. So that's a terrible piracha from Yavama. So let it re-legitimatize. The Kavachomer, Amivri, and Bia, and that's why you need a Pasuk. So, you know what the answer of the Shitul Onod Lami is? It's the answer of the Shitul Onod Lami Zagin is as follows. Says the Shitul Onod Lami, the Pircha is, Ma'al Yavama V'Isha Shekhen Kinyon L'Shem Ishas. Tomer Ba'ama Shekhen Kinyon L'Shem Ishas. Upgefreg, the upgefreg of the upgefreg. What is the Terrence? He says, you know what? Yavama and Isha are Kinyan L'Shem Ishus, and Alma is not Kinyan L'Shem Ishus. So I upgefreg, and therefore I go back to the first one. And therefore it's Skukov Ometis. You got me? This is the Shitul Onodal in me. The Amkis of Tevin. You follow me? You got it? Let's get it. You got it down. So then the Shitul Onodal in me asks, but he says, Al Korcha, you have to say that Pircha of Amma is not Kinyon L'Shumishus, right? That Pircha, Lama, Gemara, Lo, Mirna, Pircha, Zos. Why did the Gemara say Yavama, Kinyon L'Shumishus?
That's
what the Shita Lo Nodalami asks. He says, why Taka didn't the Gemara say?
So you have to, that was the Kasha of the Marasha.
What'd you say? You're right. And you know what his answer is?
Full circle.
Yes, you know what his answer is? He says, Agav Darmin Lel, Dalamez, Mali of Amish, and Kuko Menes, Nachte Hachet. He says, the Gemara mentioned it on Dalamez, we want to mention the same thing on Testament base. But in a Hanami, the Gemara could have said it. It's amazing, no? So let's say over to Shitul Onod Lami again. You got it? So I want to get the steps, and then we'll be able to attach it to the Marshal. Listen to this. The Shitul Onod Lami said, I don't like the upgefreg of the Kavachomer from Amivri the Yavama because that she's Skukov Ometis. Yes? What's his Kasha? Isha Tochiach. A regular woman is not Skukov Ometis. And what's the din? She's nicked as Babiyan. So that would upgefreg the upgefreg, yes? Yeah? You got this? Are you going to remember? You got it? So what's the Terrence? What do you say? What's the Terrence of that Kasha? Terrence said, Kashas, don't bring me this in. Because Yavaman and Isha, Kinyan is Lashumishas. And Amma is not Lashumishas. So we just upgefreg the upgefreg of the upgefreg. We go back to the original one.
3 times 3.
Yes? You follow me? So then the Shitul Onod Lami says, what are you talking about? Why did the Gemara say that Pircha? Right? Why did the Gemara say that Pircha? That an Amma is not Kinyan Lashumishas, but a Yavama is. Why did the Gemara just say that? Right? Why didn't it say that? That was the same kash as the Marshal. He asked the same kash as the Marshal, like Ben said. You know what his answer is? His answer is, Inochanami could have said it, but the Gemara in the Testament wants to echo Dalamid Beis. And therefore, just like on Dalamid Beis, it said, Skook of Omenis, it says it here. The Marshal said no. The Marshal said, because the Gemara wanted to stop already a stopgap, because you come on your own Kavachomer from what? Shitul Lo Nodal Lami wasn't bothered by that. Shitul Lo Nodal Lami wasn't. You know why? I don't think he was bothered by it? Because I think you said Mislos and Kavachom Tarakarakos and Lakra. But what are you saying, Ben? That what?
And you could also give the answer of the Pei Yeshua.
That there is Yehud, yes. Correct. You could say one of those two things. So that's the shtick I wanted to say from what? From the Shittal on Orlam. He said, this is Cheshbon. You want to do Cheshbon, this is Cheshbon. All different genres. All different genres are here. The Kobol. The Pshat, we do everything. Gemara, we line up the Gemara, the Rashi, the Taisus. We do the Lumpus, we do the Cheshbon too. This is Cheshbon. Kol HaTorah, and the Eichus of Torah. What'd you say, Svi, you got it?
Up Gefregen,
yeah. Oh, the triple up Gefregen. Cheshbon, this is Cheshbon.
Hi, Ramadan.
So Lamaisa, this is what the Shittal on Olam mean. We got it? Ben, you got it?
Yeah.
So it comes out, Lamaisa, basically he asked the same kash of the Marshaw. He didn't give the Marshaw's answer. So I'm saying one of two reasons. Either Milsa Dasa Kam Homer Das Lakra, or like the Pnei Shua, that there is issues by Amma. Yayud. Okay? But that's the word, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, good. Let's go to Pesach, guys, yeah? Okay, because we're going to pick it up tomorrow from Umi Yisle L'Revi Ha'Sfar. Did you guys go, you guys went a little bit weiter in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How far did you get? Actually, we're up to, no, let's go on one more line in the Gemara. No, let's go on a little bit more in the Gemara, then we got to do Pesach. Okay? Because I want to start from a L'Rava tomorrow. Did you guys go to, you guys got the Yudam and Aleph?
Yeah.
Okay, good. There's a lot we got to do. Okay, well, let's get to, I just want to get the Rava. Go ahead, Svi. Let's read.
So,
so now we got to come up with the whole reason why you need a bus. Go ahead.
What was the teretz of the
Shittal Onod Olami? The teretz of the Shittal Onod Olami is that Agav Dav Dalan and Bezit said what Skuko Medicine Gemara wanted to say the same thing. But in a Hanami, could have given that answer. It could have given that answer. So obviously, he's arguing with the who. He's arguing with the Marsha, because the Marsha says if you give that, then you could develop a kavachom ra'yavama. So the answer to that is, I would say, twofold is either milsa kavachom talking about kusul lakra in a chanami, you could learn a kavachom but the pasuk, or you could say no. The he would hold like the Pnei Yoshua, and the Pnei Yoshua would say lamaisa that there is an element of issues by yed. But I got to tell you, I think my answer is better. You know why? I don't think you could say like Pnei Yoshua, because by giving his answer that in a chanami it was mentioned on Daftal, I want to mention here, is theoretically the Gemara could have asked that kasha. So he's clearly not holding like the Pnei Yoshua. You know what I'm saying? He's clearly holding, the Gemara could have said, Amma's not Ishus, and Lamaisa, Yavam is L'Shem Ishus. And that's it, done. He's clearly seems to be what going against that Pnei Yoshua, this element of Yehud. So why did the Gemara, so then what about the Marshaws? Teretz, so you would have a kavachomer development. It's okay, nishkefirlich. So you have a kavachomer, but you have no other answer. Milsias a kavachomer. If you have no other answer, tarchu kasul lakra. Right? We say that when you have no other answer. So that's the answer we would say. We have no other answer. That's what the shittal on Olam we would say. Okay, go ahead. Svi, just talk it out. Let's go a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we got to then we'll pick it up. We'll do Pesach. We'll pick it up with Rava tomorrow. Okay, go ahead. Talk to Gemara. Who's Acheres? A regular woman? Mekanya with what?
Makaris, Mekanya, Bibiya.
Excellent. So just like an Amma Ivriya is Niknas Bibiya, just like a regular woman's Niknas Bibiya, so to Amma Ivriya is Niknas Bibiya. I would have a Havamina from a different model of a regular woman because it says Acheres. That's a very interesting point. Go ahead. So what's the Kamash Malanda? What? The Pazik is a ball of the only a regular woman he has Bibiya, but not an Amma Ivriya. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi Hai Sfarah Manaleh.
For Rabbi Hai Sfarah Manaleh, what's he asking? Right. How does Rabbi know that you cannot acquire an Amavriyim with Bia? Because he already used up the word Ubala to tell me a regular woman, right? Yeah. Suppose it's not extra. Go ahead.
Im Kain?
Yes. Im Kain. Uva'al. Let the Torah say Uva'al. My Ubala with a Mapike. It's a Mapike. You know what a Mapike is. You stress the A. Ubala. Yeah? Haluka. When you dive in for the Amud Pesukah de Zimra, Haluka, right? Go ahead, you do that, Adam. Don't you in the Bali Kriya? Do the Mappa case. Go ahead.
Shmaimina.
Tarte. It says Shmaimina Tarte. What are the two halachas? What are the two halachas? Number one, that what? What are the two halachas? That a regular woman can be cornered with Bia. Number two, Ba'ala tells me an Amivriya cannot be acquired with Bia. You got it? Fine. Good. Let's go to Pesach. We'll pick it up tomorrow. We got a lot to do, guys. I want you guys here at 9 o'clock tomorrow on Seder, B'zad Hashem. And tell the other guys that aren't here, please. Okay? All right, very good. Let's go to Pesach. Got a lot to do. Number one, Hamapil. Do you say Hamapil on the night of the Seder?
No.
Yes. Leil Shimurim? Yes, you do. People make a terrible mistake. You say Hamapel and Shema, you don't say the Psukim. In Kriya Shema Lamita, there's Kriya Shema, and there's a bunch of Psukim that you're supposed to say. Vinoam, you know, and three things you say three times. Correct. Those Psukim you don't say. But people make a mistake, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and say they don't think they have to do anything. It's not true. You say the full Shema, and you say the what? You say Hamapel, the Psukim. What'd you say? Because Hashem guards us. Those Psukim aren't our guard us. But we're already guarded on the two nights in Chutz La'aretz and then Eretz Yisrael the first night of the Seder. That's number one, the Kuda. Number two, let's get it. Regarding the Din Bayit, you're supposed to eat an egg at night. Why are you supposed to eat an egg at the Seder?
Zeichel Chorban.
Two reasons. Zeichel Chagiga and Zeichel Chorban. The same night of the Seder, first night on the day of the week, is always the same night as what? As Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
So I think Monday night is the first Seder this year.
Yeah.
So that means Monday night is Tisha B'Av. So therefore, with the life cycle, that's another reason why we eat the egg. So please try to have an egg. You know, we have it in the salt water, you know, in the beginning of the Seder. You know, beginning of Shulchan Aruch. You have it with salt, you dip it in. It's a very nice thing, L'maisa. So there are two reasons why you do it, Halacha L'maisa. When you say Zeichel Chagiga, which Chagiga? Which Chagiga? The one that is brought with the Korban Pesach to eat it al sova, or the one that's brought for the generic yontif?
Generic, both. What can be both?
I'm asking you, which generic. Is it for?
Generic.
Yeah?
Because isn't that be Korban for like the sova thing?
No? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Why can't be Zeichel for two things? Why daf the one?
Because I think it's only for specifically for one. On the kaira, on the plate, you put the egg on the plate. Which is a Zeichel Korban? Which Zeichel Chagiga is it? Is it the Chagiga or Blasar, which is Rishus? Or is it the Chagiga of Yom Tov?
Okay. No, it's the
Chayva,
of course.
Pashup Shad, let's look into it. Because the whole point of Chagiga or Basar is to what? Is to eat the Korban Pesach al Asova. So the Tzlach says in the end of Pesachim, you know what they used to do, Bisman Beis HaMikdash Kayim? They used to eat a Korban Pesach, start with it, say the Bracha al Pesach, then they would eat the Chagiga, and then they would what? Go back and eat the Korban Pesach, because you have to eat the Korban Pesach already fulled up. That's a din in kachim in general. That's a din of al asova. You're never supposed to eat empty stomached any korbanos. It says lamashcha. What's lamashcha? Kederek shemalachim alchem. Like the kings eat with mustard, and they eat with all the nice things. You also eat lamaisa where you're a little bit full. So it's an interesting slach. The slach at the end of the sechnim sachim says, you say the brach al pesach, eat a little bit of pesach, then you eat the chagiga or basar. And then you're al asova, then you eat the korban pesach. So what I'm asking, we got to look into it, which chagiga is the egg a symbolic for? Is it the chagiga of every yontif, or is it the chagiga of basar, which is really a rishus, al pidin? So tomorrow, I believe that will answer that, but I want you to keep it in mind. Okay, you got it?
What's nafkamina?
We have to know. The big nafkamina, if it's a rishus, you don't have to do it. It's not tochel Shabbos, korban many tanoim.
Having an egg on the
car
right
now? No, you want to have the car that can be complete. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, now let's get this. There's a very important din that's not well known. Mr. Brewer writes, please get it. You're supposed to eat the zroah on the second day of Pesach. Please get it down. Many people throw it out, they chuck it, it's disrespectful. It's a bizui mitzvah. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Chayadim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayadim L'maisa that the throw out the Zroah is a bezayim. She's supposed to eat it the second day. Aye, Rebbe, it's so hard. Put it in the fridge after the Seder. It's not rocket science. You know what I mean? It's rotted. It'll get you sick. So put it in the fridge. My wife puts it in the fridge. We eat it the second day of lunch. The Zroah, it's a bizui mitzvah. You cannot eat it at night. You cannot lift it up because it shows you're doing kachim b'chutz. Right?
Second day lunch.
Second day lunch, after the second Seder, yeah. You lift it up. If you lift it up, you're not supposed to do Zuz Roa, because it shows you're doing Kachar B'chutz, right? You follow me? But you're supposed to eat it then, the second day lunch. Please do it. Okay? It's a Beferi Shechai Adam. Mr. Brewer quotes it. Now also...
Can you eat it on the first lunch?
What are you going to have for the Zroa for the second Seder?
Another one.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
And then, would you have to eat the second one also or no?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sveik of the Yom, we do the second Seder. You can't throw it out.
You would have in that
yeah, you eat it both. In a neck, a lot of guys use neck bones, whatever it is, eat it up. Delicious. Okay. It's a Masorach Mitzvah. Now, at the second day lunch, the Mishnah Berurah points out, please get it, you're supposed to sing a song about Purim. Always a toto. The guy at Balabadim think I'm nuts. You got the wrong holiday, Rabbi. I said, you guys got the wrong holiday. Got the wrong holiday, Rabbi. Right? Or the more yeshivas you guys, you got the wrong yontif. You know, it depends whether they're more yeshivas or less yeshivas, right? So Lamaisa, I sing the Purim song. Why do you sing the Purim song? Why? Mr. Bruce says on the second day of Pesach, that's when Haman was hung. So therefore, you're supposed to sing a song or have a special food for Purim. So what'd you say?
We have both.
Okay, so you could try to have a sing a song. We sing Carvona, whatever song you want to sing. Carvona or whatever it is, Kaivish Lebesume, whatever the niggin is. And also we have a special food. They bring out a special food for me also as well. Halach HaLamais, very nice of them. What'd you say? No, chometz. That's chometz. Special piece of food. Some meat or something. If it's fleishik, it's a special meat or milk. I'm hungry.
Matzah shir, you know?
Oh, okay, we're going to get to it. So you see Beferish, no. So you see, we'll see Lomites. No, that was, you're just joking. So it comes out, Halach HaLamais. Those are the two dinim I want you to know. Okay, also, based on this, let's get to the din about Mr. Brewer quotes, Shulchan Aruch quotes about roasting. You're not allowed to roast things on the Seder. You cannot roast things in the Seder. Halach lemaisa. That means the chicken as well, even though the chicken was not good for a Korban Pesach, our minig is not to roast. That means you have to pour orange juice on your roast that you're eating. You have to do it with, you know, better orange juice liquids. Water, if the water, you know, burns out, then you're going to end up roasting. Roasting is without water. Cooking is with water, al pi halacha. What's the difference between roasting and cooking? Well, they use liquids. So that's why I say orange juice, because orange juice doesn't burn out usually. But water, if you don't have a lot of water, it burns out, you know, like in a chulin, right?
Give me a screwdriver for it on
top. Whatever the case is, the dinner, what'd you say?
Maybe my brother with a screwdriver on top.
What do you mean?
That's the orange juice mixed with vodka.
Oh, okay. Well, that's chometz. Vodka.
Potato.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
you got to be careful about it. I don't drink Lamaisa.
Okay,
Lamaisa, but what I want you to know is that the roasting, let's get it. The roasting is on the chicken. Let's get it. The roasting is on the chicken. The issue of roasting is not just on the meat, it's on the chicken as well. Okay? So one wouldn't have thought, but the chicken you can't use for a Korban Pesach, right? You need a lamb. We made a little plug. Doesn't apply to fish, though. Fish, if I'm not mistaken, the Shulchan Aruch says fish is okay.
It's
okay?
Not for Korban.
But the chicken also is not, but we apply it to all the Issur of roasting. So please note that. Comes up a little bit in the hotel, but they get out of it with the water, like flanken. You know, flanken's delicious, you know, meat. Flanken's meat, how they cook
that. There's
water, but if there's water in it, so you get out of it. What'd you say?
Not a lot of anything roasted?
Not at the Seder, nothing roasted. Except the fish, that's what I said, that the Shulchan Aruch has, maybe that's okay. But we'll have to look into that too for tomorrow too. The two things are, number one, about the chagig and the fish. Because chicken can't be used for the Korban Pesach, so it's not a mar sign. They made a little plug about meat.
Fish?
Any meat, not fish, Pesach. We've got to look into it. What'd you say?
The same kind of thing about chicken and milk.
No. It just has to do. It's meat. Yeah, we're afraid about people thinking that you can.
Sephardim, they don't eat chicken they don't eat fish with dairy. Maybe Sephardim.
Right. It could be. That's out sakana. It's a different thing. Fish with dairy is out sakana. That's something else. That's lamites. Okay. The shach says it's mutter. Ashkenazim are mekel. Ashkenazim allow cheese with milk. Cheese with fish, but the shach is matter. Asking as a follow the shach, as far as we have this chumrah, correct. Okay, let's continue now, guys. There is a din based in the Gemara. I want you to get all these dinim. Red wine. There's an Indian to have red wine. Halach lemaisa, based on the Gemara, Psach al terekis adam. Gemara quotes a pasuk. So ideally, you should have wine, and it should be red wine. If you can't have red wine, the second best is white wine. The third best is grape juice. Okay. But you should try your best you can to have the four kosos. I use yayin kal from the ketim because I can't have a lot of alcohol because I could get a gout attack. You know what gout is? Gout is you get a terrible pain in your foot. It's terrible. So I cannot drink a lot. So I have to. I only drink the yayin kal. It's the lowest level of alcohol and the ketim makes. Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara 50 times that I'm able to use that. But if you can't, there are people that my wife and kids have the grape juice. But Lamais, if you can't have four cups of wine, it's certainly ideal, and it should be red wine as well, halacha lamaisa, okay? So you really should try to have that halacha lamaisa. And I want you to know, you should make sure that ideally you have a revis, which is a major machlokus in the poskim, what a revis is. Chazanish held was 5.7, okay? Reb Moshe held was 4.3, and Reb Chaim Noah said it was 3.3. So we should try to do Reb Moshe, make sure you have a cup that is at least, you know, 4.3 fluid ounces to make sure you drink the revis. You should drink the whole cup. So lechachila to drink the whole cup, not just to drink rov cups.
Yeah, we buy special cups that are.
Okay, but they should make sure they're a good size. Halacha lemaisa, fulfilled our bakosos to the best of your ability. Very important. And make sure, please, guys, that you do a seba properly. When you drink, you go like this. Because if you don't do a seba, it's ma'akev. And certainly when you eat the matzah, you don't do a seba, it's ma'akev. I don't like doing that. You should go with a pillow, put a pillow and do this. Do a pillow and do this. Yeah? Who told you?
I know you, right?
Yeah, I know you made.
Oh, yeah? Interesting. How did he describe that?
Like, that's like how with they words. Did it. That's how they did it in the...
Yeah, he said to put your elbow on your...
There was
a picture. Interesting. Okay. I always take a pillow and just do like this. Okay. You do on the left side, but not on the right side.
Yeah.
And along the spine that Leonardo will have to get to when we get to the closer towards space and we'll see some of the Gemaras. Okay, but please remember to make sure you do that properly. Okay? Also, it's important that we point out the notion of what the kittel is all about. Let's get it. What is the notion of the kittel? The Ramah quotes, you should wear a kittel by Seder. What is the kittel? So there are a few reasons. Please get it. Number one reason is Lomaisa, it's shrouds, tachrichim. You shouldn't be a balgaiva, you're going free. And therefore, Lomaisa, we remind you of the day of demise, and therefore it's white like tachrichim. The other reason is completely the opposite, it's the simcha. White connotes simcha like malachim, and therefore you're in a happy mood, and therefore you wear white. So, l'may nafkamine, maybe two nafkaminas we could give. Number one, should all the guys that are married at the table wear the kittel? So if you follow the first reasoning, it could be that only the Baal HaBas will become a Baal Gaiva. Well, everyone's coming to me, my tish. I once heard a Baal HaBas once say, he came to my tish on Shabbos. I was about to say to him, what are you, a Chassidish Rebbe? He came to my tish. You know what a tish is? A table. Tish means a table.
Came to Zetzin.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but he's talking, and he came to my tish. Shkoyach, he came to your tish. I said, what are you, like a Chassidish Rebbe? I didn't say it to him. I don't want to hurt his feelings. But Lamaisa, I thought it was a little bit strange loshen. Strange loshen. What'd you say?
Sayyaka Rebbe.
So Lamaisa. One second, let's get it. So if you hold that it's a din in gaiva, if you hold a din in gaiva, then it makes sense only the Baal HaBas wears it. If you say it's a din in simcha, like malachim, that every married guy around the table should wear it. Usually you follow the second approach, that every married guy wears it. Then the other nafkamin is an oval. Does an oval wear a kittel? I did not wear a last year. I don't think I wore it, I don't think. The minig is not to. I didn't wear it. Because again, if you follow the issue of Baal Gaiva, so it could very well be if you're an Oval, so you won't be a Baal Gaiva, because if you're in a state of Avelis, you're not going to be a Baal Gaiva. But if you hold the approach of Simcha Lamaisa, then an Oval, it's not appropriate to wear it because he's not in the state of Simcha. So I think the minig is not to wear it. So those are the two nafkaminas, okay? On Yom Kippur, Lamaisa, yes, an Oval does wear it on Yom Kippur.
If he has a minhag.
No, Rosh Hashanah I don't wear, only on Yom Kippur. In the first year in our yeshiva, the minhag is, if you're married, you don't wear it because you're naki already.
Yeah.
In many Litvish yeshivas, that minhag is that the first year we're married, first year you're married, you don't wear the kittel. I did not hear when we daven here. Lamaisa, okay? Because you're already naki, so you don't need it. Yeah. By Yom Kippur. But Pesach, Seder you do, yes. Seder you do. Okay, we got that. Very important. Then it's a Ramah. These are not minhagim. It's in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, just don't wear one. I don't wear one.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Why not? Why not? The Ramah says you should wear one.
Minhag is also not
minhag. Minhag refers you don't wear one.
Really? Okay. From Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch?
Yeah, please, though.
Why? It's against the Ramah.
Interesting.
Interesting. Now, some have a minhag. I don't do this. Some have a minhag that the stains, and I have quite a lot of stains from the Seder. You know, because you're drinking like this and everything, and matzah everywhere. But Lamaisa, some have a minhag not to clean it till after Yom Kippur because you bring the stains of mitzvahs their mitzvahs into Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
But our minig is to firstly, my wife would kill me. Number one. Number two is I wanted to say like this. Basically, we're in Shabbos. Kuf Yudal when after Kodesh Hashem Mechubud. How are you Mekadesh Yom Kippur? The Gemara says Beksus Nekiyah, with wearing a clean suit and clean clothes. So therefore, there's an added reason to what? To have a clean kippur. Okay, good. Let's continue now, guys. Okay? It's important that we should note, and let's start discussing it now, the dinim of the matzah. Okay? Now, in my humble opinion, Lanius Daiti, some argue with me, but I hold that there are three slots for the matzahs, and they are as follows. Motzi matzah, korech, and safun. And in my humble opinion, Lanius Daiti, I believe you have to eat 5 kezesim of matzah.
Each time?
Total. Two for motzi matzah, one for korech, and two for safun.
Yeah, it's minhag kabbalah also. To do that.
Okay.
Minhag kabbalah just to do that.
5 kezesim, guys. No less than 5.
What?
Two for motzi matzah, one for korech, and two for safun. Okay, there's a major machloikis in the Rishonim. Which slot you fulfill the mitzvah with of Erev Tochlu Matzahs? Major machloikis in the Rishonim. Because generally you need Lechem Mishnah, but Lechem Oni, does Lechem Oni cut it to 1.5? Taisus has 2 sheets of Psachim, Kuf Yudal and Aleph. Or do you say no, that it's 2 plus you do a half? It's a whole machloikis in the Rishonim. Which one are you Yotze with? Are you yotze with motzi matzah? Are you yotze with korech? Are you yotze with what? Are you yotze with safun? So that's why the Shlach Kodesh has a tremendous chumr, which is lodin no torah l'malach ha'asharis mamish, which I've seen no one do. Reb Chaim used to say had this chumr, that when you say alachilis matzah, he would not talk till the end of safun, till the afikoman. It's very hard to fulfill that.
You already mentioned that now.
Right, I did mention it. I'm mentioning it now again, but we'll get into the shiurim because we didn't have time to develop it. But we should at least do for Korach. So you need to basically say as follows. A machine-baked matzah, a kezias, is considered to be 3/4. A machine-baked or square.
Square ones, not the round.
I like to say the kezias is 3/4 of a machine-baked.
So half of a round
for one? Half of a round one, correct. Now, lemaisa...
Is that according to our Moshe?
I believe that it's a corner motion. Many argue with me and claim that it's only going to be half. But I want you to get this. What's better to eat? Okay, you follow whoever you can follow whoever you want. Maybe you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Lamaisa, I want you to get this. What is better to have, hand baked or machine baked?
Hand baked.
So most gedolim have hand baked, but Rav Rav said machine baked was better. Why? Because I want you to get this down. There are two, let's finish this up before we end here. I want to get this mahalach. There are two reasons why you're going to have shmura matzah. One is lishma, and number two is to make sure that there's no chametz. From a perspective of lishma, machine is worse because you're pressing a button. It's called kava. From perspective of chametz, machines don't make mistakes, human beings do.
Yeah.
And the Rav was always worried about a chiyuv karis. Well, it was Bishog, it'd be a chilchatis, but he was very worried about it. So the Rav had machine baked shmura. That's what I have the whole Pesach. I don't have hand baked. I have machine baked shmura from beginning until end. Always shmura because of the gon, the kiyum of the gon. Remember we said the gon says the kiyum derives each shmura the whole Pesach.
Yeah. Gross
says
that.
Gross says that. Yes. So the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said in the Rambam the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Only the first 2 days. But the Gaon said the whole thing. The kasha we have to get to, the third thing we got to try to answer, why there's no bracha? Why is there only bracha on the first night? There's a king of the right. So we say bracha on sukkah.
Yeah.
The Baal Mor asked that kasha. Please get this. But there are two elements of shmura, lishma and chametz. From the perspective of lishma, hand bakes better. From the perspective of chametz, machine bake is better. And there are 3 levels, halacha lemaisa, 3 levels. Tzira, you can do shmura from. Techina. And then you can do Lisha Vafia. We are Machmer. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Tzar Rebbe used to go out to the fields on a tractor and watch the non-Jews cut the wheat. We're Machmer do Shmura from the actual what? From the actual Ktsira harvesting.
And the bottom line is that if you say, and I want you to get these two nafkaminas, can you do a Yisrael, a goy, but Yisrael omer al gabav? So if it's from the perspective of chametz, why not? Just make sure you supervise him good. But if it's the perspective of lishma, forget about it. So the way that Taz writes it is from techina on, is lishma, exclusively a Jew.
Hitting what?
From grinding the wheat. But from ketzira, you can do omer al gabav, because that's only the issue of chametz. So that's how the Taz makes a split. What other area in halacha do you have matzah? Korban mincha and the nazar. What happens if you bake a matzah with double kavana? Is it good or not? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, the whole thing is just chametz. You can't have chametz in those karbanas, so they use it for seder, no problem. According to the Rambam, it's got to be done lishma for the specific mitzvah of what? Of Pesach. And therefore you can't have double kavana. You follow me? It's got to be specifically for that. Yes, Ephraim.
Can you buy kosher for Pesach flour? Like, where do people buy it?
No, they bake it.
Can you buy it, though? Can you buy flour?
No, I don't think it exists.
No?
You got to do it. You go ahead, Svi. What do you say?
The Rav held Shmuel. What are your barns doing? Do you already know?
I don't know what a Barnstall veggie did. I imagine that he was the head of Strites. So imagine, I don't know what he did. I imagine he ate that, like the rough machine bake. But you do whatever your families do, but you have to make sure that if you're using the round also, you want to have them shleimim. A lot of times they break. A lot of times they break. So you have to fulfill the Lechem Mishnah for the din of Yom Tov too as well. So you have to make sure about that. But I want you to make sure, Lomai, that these are the elements of Shmura. So from one hand, Shmura is better machine from the Lishma, from the Chometz perspective. From the perspective of what? Of Lishma, you have to say pushing the button is a call Gavra, and therefore that's considered to be acceptable. Now, people that have allergies, matzah is made up of the five Chamishis Dagan. We ideally use wheat, says the Ramah B'Shem the Ma'aril. Why wheat? Because we were a spiritual human being, behemoth. Right? Barley, Korban Omer, and 50, 49 days later, we get the Shuas, we use a Shtei Alechem, it's made of wheat. We become spiritual human beings. But says the Baal HaTanya, it's Mechla Dem Nusa. It's a moon and we talk on in Hashem. We foreshadow on Pesach that we're going to be at that level. It's called Mechla Dem Nusa. The matzah of a moon and we talk on in Hashem. And when does a child first recognize their parents? When they have the taste of wheat. So you see, it's a recognition of Hashem. So we have to make sure that we're very makbid about this. So I want you to make sure you eat it properly with a seba. If you don't eat it with a seba, it's makimidi raisa. You have to eat it with a seba. And the bottom line is you shouldn't talk in the middle. You should try to eat it kazayas b'cheklus brasna. I'm not telling you to swallow. So God forbid you choke. But you got to eat it to the best of your ability.
What time is that? 2 minutes?
9 minutes. 2 minutes, a guy could choke, God forbid. We usually would assume a kazayas b'cheklus is 9 minutes. Try your best. There is a sheet that says 4 minutes. But you try to do at least, you eat it good, lemaisa, and don't talk. Now, I try to give all the directions first about how much the matzah is supposed to eat. Then when you get to Mar, the time's over. So we'll pick it up, we have to pick it up tomorrow with Mar, okay? We haven't even done the Surah of Chometz, so we've got a lot to do.
I heard
so
of Chometz, like this whole thing where he would have like two like things in his cheek and then swallow them at the same time.
That I don't know. We have to make sure you don't hurt yourself and choke yourself. You have to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. What a wonderful day. Proud of you guys. Let's try to get everyone...